Open the Cage, Murphy, by Paul O'Grady.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For Brendan Murphy, who said I'd never write a book. Opening. As I write this, sitting up in bed, the overhead lights have started flickering, and an old leather captain's chair on casters that lives in the bathroom has just casually rolled into my bedroom. There's an ominous rumbling sound, and my heavy brass bed is starting to shake, doing a damn good impression of the one in The Exorcist. The dogs are going berserk at this unexpected disturbance at 2:45 in the morning, set off by the noise that makes it sound as if an express train is running through the middle of the house, as Alma Cogan was wont to sing. Naturally, I immediately put this unusual occurrence down to paranormal activity, having just watched a series about the Enfield poltergeist on the telly. Leaping out of bed and onto the landing, my suspicions are confirmed as I witness the light suspended over the stairwell swaying gently back and forth of its own volition. Yes, I tell myself with the authority of Yvette Fielding, this can only mean one thing, and that's poltergeist activity. And any second now, a child with no eyeballs and wild hair, wearing a dirty nightie and bearing a set of yellow fangs with claws to match, is going to come tear-arsing down that lobby and leap on me. However, the racket and shaking is over as soon as it began. Since there's no sign of the demon child apparition, I go back to bed and turn the radio on to see if BBC Kent has any information to impart on what might have been the cause of this palaver. Unfortunately, there's nothing to report. It all seems very laid back at Radio Kent, and since there's no newsflash to tell us that, A, we've been invaded by aliens, B, there's been an earthquake, C, Dungeness Power Station is under attack from terrorists and has exploded.